This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everybody, to the Levels of Geeks Podcast. This is the ranking of all the Terminator films. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, so for those of you that are listening for the first time, again, head over to Apple Podcasts, head over to Stitcher, head over to your favorite podcast provider, download, listen to Levels of Geeks Podcast. Again, if you guys are watching us on the replay on YouTube, click like and share. Please subscribe to the channel. Help us grow to that 600 subscriber mark, right? We're going to go slowly, but surely. Help us get to 600. But let's get right into it. We have six categories. When we did all this Terminator films, we break them down into lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, and then total points. That's how we break it down here at the Levels of Geeks Action Podcast. So let's get over. Let's have some fun. This is the Terminator rankings from me and Nate. So let's start it off, Nate.
Yeah. All right. So we're just going to go 6-1, right? 6-1. So, All right. My number six. And you know what? Spoiler alert. Normally, me and Alex, we don't know. When we record these, you guys already know. We don't know what the other person scored a movie. We don't know what we scored it. But in this case, I know for a fact we have the same exact number six. And everyone on Earth should have the same number six.
That's so messed up.
The number six Terminator franchise movie, in my opinion, is Terminator Genesis. It is hands down the biggest piece of crap in the franchise. It's a real pile of garbage. And this is coming from a fan of the franchise. I'm a fan. Alex came around a little bit on some of them. He liked them a little bit more, but he wouldn't say he's a fan. I am a fan, and I hate this movie. It's very bad. Rewatching it, I actually hated it more than I remember, and I traded it in. So I had a steel book of this, and I took it and I traded it in. I was like, I don't even want this on my shelf. This is how much I hate it. So I still own it digitally. So technically, I still have all the movies.
Right.
But I was like, I don't need a physical copy of this. I'm never going to put it in my player again. Goodbye forever. So that's my number six, Terminator Genesis.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to just piggyback right on you, buddy, because this is a piece of shit. This is a horrible freaking movie. You know, it's funny. Like, you even said it. Like, each movie, I went in it with a brand new slate in watching these movies. And trust me, a lot of these I reverted, man. This dude, like, changed me in terms of, like religion status. Like, I'm like, hallelujah. But other than that, Genesis did not even try at all.
Yeah.
This movie is straight up garbage. Like, it's a horrible movie. You cannot enjoy it. Like, the storyline is all over the place. John Connor being evil did not even work for us at all. Yeah, it was like
and
one
Jay
of the
Courtney.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So again, Terminator 6 is really bad. It's just a horrible. So that's why we put those at number six. I'm just gonna bring in some viewers, and then we can head right back into our things. So Tribor Gigolo said Dark Fate and Genesis were awful. Unboxing said Terminator Genesis is my least favorite Terminator movie, so I put that in number six as well. So it looks like a lot of people are agreeing with us that this is their number six in the Terminator.
Someone else too. Ranking. Sam Jr. also ranks it at number six.
All right, so here we go. This is our number five. We're going to start off with me. I'm going to go with the number five. So my number five in the Terminator rankings is Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine. Now, this is not saying that this is the worst one. It's horrible because I enjoy the story. Yeah. I enjoy the story, but I just think John Connor sucks in this damn movie. He did not even work for me. I mean, I don't know. I was not feeling John Connor in this movie. But overall, I enjoyed the storyline for what it was. I liked the Arnold coming back, but he looked very aged in this movie. And that's something that me and Nate agreed on. He looked very aged in this movie. I liked the chick Terminator. She was cool. I liked that they brought in Claire Danes. I liked her character, but it looked like how Nate always says it. She was just a random. They just threw her in another new character just for the hell of it. But with that said, Terminator 3 Rise of the Machine is my number five. Nate, take it over.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to agree again because Terminator 3, Rise of Machines is my number five as well. Yeah, it's, you know, you liked it a little more than me when we reviewed it. But this is that this is like a movie that I honestly don't hate, but I don't particularly love it either. I wouldn't. I can watch it. I think I said this when we reviewed it. Like, I can watch it. I can sit through it. It doesn't, like, you know, make me upset or anything like Genesis did, but I just don't think it's as good as any of the other ones. There's a more problems for me with this one. John Connor is absolute trash in this. Nick Stahl does a terrible job. It's a terrible characterization of John Connor. The action scenes are pretty fun, but I don't like the storyline because I feel like Terminator 2 had such a definitive end. And then this one kind of just pissed on it a little bit. You know what I mean? Now, after this, it exists. So the ones after this, I'm more forgiving towards because, hey, this one already screwed it up, but this one screwed it up. So for me, it's number five as well. I don't hate it, but I'm not a huge fan of it either.
No, I totally agree with you. Triborough Gigolo said Rise of the Machines was okay. It's worth a watch. Totally agree. Sam Jr. says I put Terminator 3 in number four. Very interesting. James Paris said T3 is my number six. Very interesting. So he
flip-flopped them. Genesis, this one.
Yeah, so he flip-flopped. Unboxing said Terminator 3 is in my number five spot as well, Alex. All right, cool. Jay Manley says, good storyline, agreeing, but I felt John Connor was a little stale. Pablo LaFrancia says, T3 is underrated. It is underrated, but John Connor sucks. That's the thing. That's the thing that I had problems with.
I don't think it's underrated. As I would go so far as to say it's overrated. As far as if you remember when we went through the Rotten Tomatoes score, this one had like a 68, which is not crazy high, but it's also fresh.
Yeah.
And I don't think it even deserves that. Like, I don't think it's underrated. Maybe with fans, it might be properly rated. Like, there's just better movies in it than this one. But I wouldn't necessarily say underrated, but it's the most. It's almost like the redheaded stepchild. It's the one no one really talks about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the one that's like locked up in the basement somewhere. Like, you know, people hate Genesis, and then Dark Fate is divisive. Mixed. But the rest of them, for the most part, you know, you get a sense. This one is the one like no one ever talks about Terminator 3. So in that regard, I guess Pablo, I will agree with that. It might be underrated in that regard. But
yeah. All right. So let's get to our number four. You start that off, buddy.
So. This was tough. So for me, three of these movies had the same overall score when we reviewed these.
Right.
Because we do our total points. And three of them had, I like all the rest of these, by the way. So if you haven't heard one yet and there's one you hate, sorry, I like all the next four we're going to talk about quite a bit. I put in the number four spot Terminator Salvation. Now, this was, again, I gave it a 21 out of 25 total. For this movie. So I really enjoy it. I think this is the one that is underrated. This one got like critically, the reviews are terrible. It didn't make a ton of money. It made enough to make another sequel, but it didn't like set the box office on fire necessarily. Right. I think this one is totally underrated. I think the action in this movie is probably the second best action in the whole series after obviously T2. I love Christian Bale. Just as an actor in general, and especially coming off of that horrible one from Terminator 3, he's incredible.
Yeah.
The visuals of it are much better. Me and Alex were talking about when we reviewed it. We watched it on Blu-ray. It looks incredible. The effects are great. The sound design on it is great. The music is actually really good. Danny Elfman. There's a lot of things to like about it. And I've always liked it. I've liked it since I saw it in the theater. And a lot of people give me crap. In life, they'd be like, that movie sucks. I'm like, well, I don't agree. I think it's pretty good. So I actually like it quite a bit. So that's my number four.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. My number four in this Terminator franchise ranking is Terminator Dark Fate. Now, I don't like this movie. I wasn't crazy. Tomorrow, the podcast will be dropping for this individual where we break everything down. But I will say is I wasn't too crazy with this movie, even rewatching it, but it is way better than my five and if my five and six. But it was a good story. I just did not feel the main character in Dark Fate. I just did not like the fact that they killed John Connor in Dark Fate, I think that's what even drove me even angrier when I kept, like, even watching it on the replay, got me even angry to see John Connor get killed on screen. I wasn't too crazy with the Terminator Carl. You know, that was dumb.
Carl. But,
yeah, Carl the Drapist.
He had some good lines, though.
No, yeah, I mean, he did. But in terms of that, look, Dark Fate is my number four in the Terminator rankings. So that's where you see me and Nate are kind of different. In terms,
we're different from two through four. We're a little bit
we're gonna be scrambled different. Up. Yeah. No, we definitely are. All right, so here we go. This is my, we're up to what, number three?
Number three.
Yes, Burn my number three is Terminator number one. That is my number three. I did not like this one, and I still don't like this one. I fell asleep even watching this one again, which is kind of even funny because me and Nate was laughing when he's like, you fell asleep? I look, you know what's funny? I fell asleep on this movie, and it's not the fact that the movie, I just think it was slow. It was way too slow for me. It was way too slow. It needed to be picked up a bit, you know, throw a little bit of oil and get the movie going.
But it was the joints. It was the robotic joints.
Yeah, the robotic joints was too slow. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was, oh, Lord Almighty. But for me, look, this is my number three. To be honest with you, I don't think I would be watching this a long, long time. When they come out with a proper 4K, I'll buy one. But right now, the 4K is trash, so I don't even want to pick that up either. Nate was your number three. Yeah. Everyone's going to be burning me right now. Look at this. You know, Pablo LaFrosia said, what the F? And then he starts laughing. Trevor Gigolo said, the first two Terminator films are classic. Yeah,
hey, that's why we do this show. So we got all these different opinions. I love it. That's the fun thing about the Terminator. I feel like the Terminator franchise, every franchise kind of this happens, right? Like everyone has their favorite ones. But Terminator is like, I feel like if you ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different rankings pretty much. You know what I mean? It's just so divisive, certain movies. Okay, so as far as my number three, Terminator Dark Fate. That was your number four.
Yeah.
When I first saw Dark Fate in the theater, I remember walking out and being like, this is the best sequel since Terminator 2. Because at this point, there had already been, you know, 3, Salvation, and Genesis. And upon rewatch, I still really liked it. I mean, I think I agree with a lot of your points, and you guys haven't heard the episode yet. You'll hear it. Well, people watching live. Right. You'll hear the episode. But Alex had some good points as far as the story is kind of a little been there, done that. But at the same time, I defended it in that.
Oh, you did?
I think it took what worked and, you know, didn't stray too far. Because Terminator 1 and Terminator 2 have, and Terminator 3 really, have almost the same storyline. You know what I mean? The other two, Genesis and Salvation, are the only ones that kind of went off and did their own thing. One worked, one didn't, in my opinion. This one kind of gets back to basics, if you will. But has strong characters. I love Linda Hamilton coming back in this. I liked Arnold's use sparingly. I did like the Rev 9, not only in design. I liked the actor. I remember we talked about it. He actually seemed like someone who's trying to infiltrate humans. Like, he smiled. He was kind of, like, cordial with people. That's how you trick people into, like, getting you in places. Not, now I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to do the impression. Not like Terminator 3, where this chick shows up naked and walks up to his lady and says, I like your car. And then the cop comes up and she says, I like your gun. Like, stop. Nobody talks like this. This is so stupid. Yeah, she didn't blend in at all. I like your car. Like, she sounded like a robot. The Rev 9 in this, at least he talks like a human. So, I like Dark Fate a lot. I think it's very good. Okay. I gave it the same score as Salvation, but I would put it just a hair above it as far as my rank. So that's my number three.
Okay. So number two. Take
number
it away.
Number two. Yeah, number two. This one is where I will say Terminator 1 is my number two. Terminator 1 is a classic. I agree with Triborough Gigolo. He said this is a classic, and I agree with him. This is a sci-fi classic. This is an action movie classic. It falls into both categories. Now, I could see your point as far as the pacing. It's a little different than the rest of the movies.
Right.
From two on, they're a little bit more, you know, like there's a little more tempo to them, right? They move a little quicker. But the Arnold, this put him on the map, really. This is the movie that made him a star, right? And a perfect role for him. Not a strong actor per se, but can play a robot. You know what I mean? You don't need a lot of charisma to be a robot. He does a good job. He looks the part. He was huge back then. Young, freaking jacked. Looked like a truck, you know?
a Mack truck.
We get young Linda Hamilton. We get a little bit of Michael Biehn. Great direction. Good action scenes. Not great action scenes yet, but good action scenes. Great storyline, though. I said storyline, undefeated. 5 out of 5 I gave it. Absolutely brilliant as far as using time travel and all this kind of stuff. I love Terminator. There's a few things that I don't love about it, so that's why it's number 2, but I do love it.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When I'm about to reveal my number 2, people are going to go, oh, my God, is he drinking Kool-Aid? Am I drinking some Kool-Aid? I am drinking some Kool-Aid because this one, Nate made me a believer on this one because I hated this one. I hated the actor, okay? But now, the more I keep watching this dude, I'm enjoying the guy. Okay, I'm enjoying it.
I brought him around.
You brought me around. You did right there. You just did the Robert De Niro. You went, you brought me around. Now you just got to do the squint. You brought me around. Well, yeah, you brought me around. Okay. So with that said, my number 2 in the Terminator franchise ranking is Terminator Salvation. I totally enjoyed this movie from beginning to end. I totally enjoyed. And it's hard to say this. Okay. Hard to say this. I'm going to eat some crow. But I enjoy Christian Bale in this role. I loved him as, not say love, but yeah, I actually liked him a lot as John Connor. He needed another movie to make him into a believer of the John Connor. And I think I agree with you when we talked about this on the podcast, when we said, if Terminator 3 was with Christian Bale and it ends with him in the bunker and then it opens up the doors and Salvation started from there and is continuing with John Connor as Christian Bale, now you got yourself a franchise. Because
it would have been much better.
Yes. Way better. With that said, that's my number 2. My number 2. And I know a lot of people say, wait a minute. You really picked that over Terminator 1? Abso-frickin-lutely-dootly, I did.
Well, look, this one has, and you got to keep in mind, you are an action movie fan. Yeah. And if we're being 100% honest, this one has a way more action than Terminator 1. And yeah, not just more, it has very well-shot action. I mean, this is one that people should revisit. If I haven't looked in the chat too much to see what they're saying about it.
I'm getting roasted like a chicken.
If people haven't seen Salvation in a while, I will say at least this. It is very well made on a technical level, and the action scenes are very good. So there might be other issues you have with it, whatever, whatever. But Alex, as an action fan, I could totally see. I knew you were going to like this when we were like going to get to it. I was like, this one got a lot of good action. Like, it's awesome.
No, it did.
It's a crazy good action movie.
And the crazy thing is like one of my favorite scenes is when he's going to look for his father. He's like, Reese, Kyle. And then all of a sudden, happens? Freaking T-800 comes out, the CGI, which looks a freaking amazing, comes out, and then he starts whooping him, and it's like, holy crap. Like, he remembers him from T2, because then he was the John Connor from T2, all right?
Right.
He had Guns N' Roses. You don't get Guns N' Roses in the other sequels. You only get in Salvation. That's why. I love Guns N' Roses.
This is the one movie where, like, I saw this in the theater, shout out to Beckish in the chat. She was there too. We went to see this like midnight screening back, you know, like when it used to be a midnight screenings was a thing. And the theater was like, I didn't get it. I felt like I watched a different movie. I still don't understand why people hate this one so much.
Yeah.
Look, it's a military movie. It's essentially a military movie where people are fighting against robots instead of whatever. Yeah. From a storyline, it's pretty straightforward. There's nothing in this that's like so egregiously bad. So I never get it. I never understand why people hate it so much, but they do, and they are allowed to. But I never like just and even when I talk with people about it, they just say they don't like it. I never get like why necessarily they think it's so terrible. But it is what it is. I Sam Worthington, he's probably his acting is not the best. Other than him, I enjoy this movie. And Anson Yelkin's a great Kyle Reese. I don't care what anyone says. He did a great
job. He's an amazing Kyle Reese. He's way better than what's the other dude from Genesis? He was way believable than that dude.
Oh, God. Jai Courtney.
Yeah, Jai Courtney. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, he's way better than him in that. And he didn't even need to look fit and look like Kyle Reese.
No, he was a small, scrawny teenager kid, but his acting was good. He seemed more like a young Michael Biehn. He seemed like the character to me. You know, the way he talked, his inflection, his looks. Like, he did a great job. Oh, he was a great actor, but R.I.P. to him. But, yeah, I love Salvation, too.
Yeah, James Paris said, I don't hate Salvation. I find it as a tie between Dark Fate, and it's so you could flip-flop them at 3 and 4. Okay.
I can see that. Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that.
No, that's cool.
I just know people hate it. I don't know.
Yeah. I know dudes that hate it. No, straight. I mean, we already, Whack a Butcher don't like it. He goes, I love Bale.
I will never watch this again.
Yeah. He goes, I love Bale, but not enough to rewatch Salvation. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Chat real quick. Jai Courtney, bad in everything. You could list all his movies. Suicide Squad was the least worst he did. Not a good movie. But it's his least worst. But y'all just keep putting the Jai Courtney movies. He's bad in them.
Yeah, he's horrible. All right, so let's get to number one.
This is you.
Oh, yes.
And it's obvious.
Yes, number one. Come on. There's no introduction to it. Let's do this. Yeah. Guns N' Roses.
Just show
the
photo.
Yeah, let's just show it. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Come on. The best one out of all of them. This is the only movie in our podcast that we gave a 25 out of 25 across the board is Terminator 2. I mean, even rewatching it on Blu-ray, I had to because the 4K I don't own because I heard that was terrible. So on Blu-ray,
bad too.
The movie was really great. It was a great movie. I thought it was a great pace. I thought the storyline was intriguing. The fights at the end. The T-1000 for the first time. You get to see him with the sword hands. And then he does the thing with the elevator. He goes, pow! And then he goes, hello! And then bam, they start fighting each other in the elevator. Come on. It's one of the best movies, man. Like, hands down.
I mean, period. It's one of my favorite. It's in my top. Anytime I make a top 10 list, you know, my top 10 list is always kind of fluid. Like my overall top 10, because, you know, you get older, your tastes change, things change. There are like 5 constants that are always in my top 10, no matter what. And this is one of them. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. I think the action is great. It's stunt work, a lot of stunt work, and early CGI, the T-1000 still holds up. You know, obviously there are things that look better now. Okay. But guess what? It doesn't look bad, even for 1992 or 91, whenever this came out, 91, I think.
Yeah.
It still looks very good. Arnold, even better in this one. Linda Hamilton, though, absolutely amazing in this movie.
Yeah, she was really good.
We talked about this as far as, like, you know, all these movies now that want to have, like, these strong female lead and all this. This is the template. Just go to Terminator 2. James Cameron did it before any of these movies even thought about doing it. And it wasn't a big deal. She was just awesome. You know what I mean? I love Edward Furlong. He's kind of annoying, but he seems like a kid. So he did a good job there. Yeah. But on a technical level, this is a spectacle. It's very long. This is a beefy movie. You know, it's like 2.5 hours, but it never feels 2.5 hours. Like, it just set piece to set piece. Oh, it's perfect. That's why we gave it a 25 out of 25.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. And it's crazy because it's a perfect blend between action, suspense, drama, because remember the ending? He's like, oh, what are you? Just stop. Oh, yeah. And he goes, this one more chip you have to destroy. And he's like, bin, bin, bin. And he's going down, right? And
I'm
like, thumbs up. He's like, yeah, this movie's going to make some money, right? And going into the lava. But
sci-fi.
Yeah, great sci-fi. Yeah. Even with the hand, it looked way better than he did in the bathroom in Terminator 1. Remember that puppet show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the animatronic.
He was like, boom. And you can see it was like totally fake. But again, you can see the progression on technology a lot better in T2, like with the T-1000. Yeah. You know, it changed the landscape and the effects with the T-1000. Yep. I mean, hands down, it did. That was like amazing. Like, it was just an amazing transition between the 1 and 2. And of course, the perfect scene is when he comes out with the, like you even said it, when he's in the mall and then he has the roses and then he comes out. You don't know if he's a bad guy or a good guy there. And then he's like,
see, that's the thing. Like, you know, everyone knows now, you know, like everyone knows now because the movie's 30 years old almost.
Yeah.
But if you show someone Terminator 1, right? Let's just say there's someone on this earth who's never seen either one and doesn't know anything.
Well, you might get a first watch somewhere out there. Okay.
We're going to get a YouTube video. So
yeah, first time watch
Terminator 1 and Terminator 2.
Yeah.
But if you watch Terminator 1, right, and you know nothing, You know nothing, right? You watch Terminator 1, like, oh, wow, whatever. And then you watch Terminator 2, you think Arnold's bad. Because up until this point, the T-1000, until that hallway scene in the mall, T-1000 hasn't killed anybody yet, hasn't done anything to make you think he's bad. And you're coming into a movie where you saw the first one, and Arnold was the bad guy.
So
like, oh, shoot. I know. There's no giveaways. There's nothing that hints at either one's what they want to do. Because Arnold's opening scene, he goes into the he goes into that bar and he like fights all those guys. Like he jacks people up. So you're like, oh shoot, he's a bad guy again. And then it turns out he's a good guy. It's a great reveal. Sure, it's old now, so it's easy for people to be like, oh, I knew he was a good guy. But you know, at the time, I could imagine people being like, what? You know, like if I watch this in the theater back then, that would be my reaction. Be like, oh shoot, he's good. And then I'd love the movie even more. So it's just the best.
No, no. I mean, I totally agree. Let's bring in some more quotes from the chat, and then we'll just start wrapping up the podcast. And then afterwards, we're going to continue on with the live show where we're going to bring you guys onto the show so you can access questions live from the video or audio, whatever you prefer. But tonight, it's all about you people. So let's start it off here. Pablo LaFrosia said, He said, I saw it opening night and there was a shootout afterwards. Good times. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how you got to watch it. You got to get the 4D experience when you go outside.
5D.
Yeah, 5D. Yeah,
head,
but
literally.
Yeah. He's like, been in it. Been in it.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy. James Perez said, T2, number one, it's easy money. That's right.
Absolutely.
It's easy money in the bank. And when it comes to this, Wacka Butcher, love T2. Oh, yeah. Jay Manley says, saw it opening night in a theater when THX was just becoming the popular sound in theaters. Woo!
Ooh, that must have sounded probably awesome.
Amazing. Let's see what else we have here. Anything with T2 before we wrap it up? Sam Jr. said, Terminator 2, great movie and my number one. Unboxing with me. Unboxing said Terminator 2 Judgment Day is my number one. Again, this is going to be everybody's number one in the Terminator franchise. It's just which movies are your preferences from two
it's
to
just
five.
Two through six.
Yeah. I mean, well, two through six.
Yeah, five. No, you're right. Five.
Yeah.
Because six should be good. See, one and six should be the easiest calls.
Yeah.
I know, I think James had them opposite, but besides that, I don't know what's going on there. It should be 1, T2, 6, Genesis, and the rest. That's what's up for debate. I agree.
No, I totally agree with you. And the funny thing about this movie, which we could discuss now a little bit quick before we wrap everything up, just for the podcast, guys, not the live show, is Terminator has like three universes. Because remember me and you talked about this. You have Terminator 1 and 2.
Yeah,
you have Terminator 1 and 2, 3, and then 4, right? Because that's a connecting universe. Then you got Genesis, which branches off into a brand new reboot. Then Dark Fate is another reboot that went back from T2 and ignored everything behind it, like the Halloween reboot. So you got three, basically you got three universes where you want to choose to watch. But a lot of people are not going to pick Genesis route. That's a universe that should get destroyed.
That's the one where Skynet is a freaking iPad or like a, it's like a OS. It's like, come on. I don't even want to talk about it. This is the stupidest movie. Hey, I can't wait to get this. What was it called? It was called,
Genesis.
Yeah,
duh.
Like, I can't wait to get this on my, like, all my stuff will be connected. I'm telling Alex, I'm like, that exists. That existed before this movie came out.
Yeah,
connecting your watch to your iPhone, to your tablet. To, like, they've been having that. And this movie tried to act like it was some brand new technology. You could connect all your stuff. I'm like, give me a break. This is so stupid. It's a bad movie. It is a bad, bad film.
No, it's really bad. When you have Sarah Connor calling a T-800 Pops, you know it's bad. You already know it's bad. Like, that's bad.
Nothing works in that movie. Almost nothing works. Some of the action's okay. That's it.
Yeah.
The
rest of it, no, it is. But again, guys, thank you so much for joining in on our live Terminator ranking. This is for our podcast only. Again, guys, you can check out the podcast video when it goes up. And also, the audio will be available on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and any other.
Oh, let's give them our final rankings. Yes. Throw up the picture, just so y'all know.
The final ranking, so you guys could yell at us after.
Yep.
Here we go. So
final choices.
is our rankings of Terminator 1, which is number 6, Terminator Genesis across the board. Number 5, Terminator 3 across the board. Number 4 is where we start to change a bit. Nate has Salvation. I had Dark Fate. Of course, number 3, Nate had Dark Fate. And I had Terminator 1. Nate had Terminator 1 as his number 2. I had Salvation as my number 2. And of course, across the board, you got Terminator 2 across that board. So, Nate, please tell everybody where to find you. And again, guys, we're just doing this for our podcast. We're going to wrap it here, and then we're going to continue this. So,
Can follow me on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. You can check me out, Nateflix Movie Reviews Podcast. Just dropped a new episode today. So, and we have one for next week where we're going to talk about most anticipated movies for 2021. So check out my podcast there, YouTube, Nateflix Movie Reviews as well. And I just like reviewing movies. I just talk about movies. And I like having conversations about movies. I like when people comment, tell me if they like it, if they don't like it. It's all love. It's never any arguments. So please check me out.
Yeah. Anything Levels of Geek, anything across the board from Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Levels of Geeks, and even on Instagram. And of course, you have not subscribed to the channel. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit that like button. Smash those bell buttons. So every time we go live, you guys will be notified. Until then, be awesome to each other. And geek out.